So I just need y'all to get into something and give it everything you got. Something. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we can pick something today. Yeah. And maybe by next week you pick something else, but we know we got to pick. We got to get in the habit of picking something and sticking to it. Mm-hmm. And deciding, once I marry this, ain't no divorce. You could date somebody and then it's over at them, because I'm not married to you. But in this journey to success, you got to like practice giving something your all.
Yeah.
Most people never, ever do that.
Literally. I'm going to do this until something else pop up. Success is inevitable. Like, I thought I'd write books. I thought I'd speak. That wasn't my main thing. That's the thing that led to the thing I'm doing now.
Yeah, I was just telling them. They're trying to figure out, okay, what I'm going to do. I'm like, at this point, you got to pick something. You just got to pick something. Like, to learn the process of, and this might be, like he said, he thought he was going to write books. He's like, all right, I'm going to write this book. But he went into it. He went into it, and eventually he was able to elevate, and now it's like, boom, here's what's crazy. The thing that he's married to now, he may not be married to in the next 10 years. It may be another thing, like a whole nother guess.
Yeah, I
want to
get some drink.
You want some drink? Well, we're going to get out and go grab something to eat in a minute. But we both understand, like, evolution.
Yeah.
So he helps people right now who help people. Right, so he's helping me put together my challenge strategy, launch, helping get customers, stuff like that. And though he might build a huge business and replace himself in 10 years, he may be doing something that he never thought or dreamed he'd be doing. So you never know, right? But the important part is you go into something, and like he said, you marry it. You marry it. You get married to the idea of building something and figuring it out and working and grinding. And again, if y'all had a book right now, and maybe you weren't super passionate about it, but if you had a book right now and you asked him, hey, Marcus, how can I sell more books? He's going to give you easy. No problem, right? But because we're spending time trying to figure it out and we haven't done anything, our questions aren't going to be able to get the quality answers that you're looking for. So I just need y'all to get into something and give it everything you got. Something. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we can pick something today. Yeah. And maybe by next week you pick something else, but we know we got to pick. We got to get in the habit of picking something and sticking to it. Yeah. And deciding, once I marry this, ain't no divorce. You could date somebody and then it's over at them, because I'm not married to you. But in this journey to success, you gotta like practice giving something your all.
Yeah.
Most people never ever do that.
Literally.
Ever. Bro, I was 25 before I gave anything my all.
Wow.
Like your everything? Most people never do that. But I had someone come along and say, hey, you gotta give something your all. You gotta stop hopping around idea to idea. Stop changing your you gotta marry something. So that's the message we're giving you today. Because you guys get to catch it earlier than we caught it, right?
Listen, I think the dope part is, like, what we ever think about, you only get invited into rooms when you do something. Like, somebody has to make an association to not you as a person, but something that you do. Mm-hmm. Even if it's, I'll give a very good example. And I was at, with some friends of mine, I got invited to some years ago to Beyonce concert, and I was looking around at how early the people was there that was doing nothing more than placing tape on the stage for placement, like, so they'll know where to stand, they know when she's running back to change clothes. And I was like, dang, they get access, all access, because there's a color language you have for each thing, all access, limited access, VIP, etc. I was like, they get access because they lay down tape. To somebody, you know what I'm saying? To someone that seems so insignificant. But if someone who just wanted access to the room, that's Beyonce, they don't get access. That person ain't gonna lay tape forever. The person who puts the lights up, the person who does the audio, like every person, you get in the room by figuring out something. So it might not be you standing on stage, it might not be you being out front. It might be you holding the light, but you show closer to the person that's standing in it. Right? So I think it's that. When I used to play basketball, I tore my ACL, MCL. I just wanted to stay around the game. I worked the clock, which made me some money, but I wasn't married to. It was $35 a game to sit there and watch basketball for free. I didn't have no money, and I wanted to watch basketball, so I got paid to work the clock. Then I'm like, damn, how much do referees get paid? So then I started refereeing. I just found everything that made money around the thing I love. Work the clock, I refereed. Then I was like, well, shoot, now I really want to make money. So I got a contract with Navy Base in Panama City, Florida, with the Air Force Base, with Lynn Haven Rec Center, Glenwood Rec Center. Now I start hiring refs, so while I wasn't there, I was getting paid for each rep. So let's say the contract pays $65 a game, I paid the referees $25. So I'm making $40. You get what I'm saying? But I wouldn't have even thought of that if I didn't referee and if I didn't work the club. So I'll say, even if you ain't figured it out, just find something you love and find something surrounding it. Like most people I see now try to jump into music. Well, at that point, you're the talent, so you're waiting to be chosen. But if you make the beats, you ain't waiting to be chosen. People that's wanting to rap is looking out for you. So you find the thing that people have to chase you, that you become the attraction of it. If Shan's in here with a pocket, he can't do nothing without sound and without lighting. So if I were trying to get into this space and be in this space, I'm going to do lighting and sound. And I'm going to sit around long enough to learn as much as possible. And it's going to be someday that he chilling. And I'm going to just ask a question and get a chance to talk. And he goes, man, you ever thought about doing them? It's that. You get around it. My mentor said the most powerful thing to me, a guy named Anthony Andrews. He said, you can be the worst athlete. You can be less talented and be on the football field. And if you just stay around the ball, you're going to get an interception. Like, you can be horrible. You can be a person don't pay attention, non-skilled, and it's that. Like, if you just stay around successful people, stay in environments where you're always learning, where you're visible, where you're top of mind, somebody's like, man, I wonder what. And they'll mention your name in certain rooms. So even if you don't feel like you're being acknowledged in certain spaces, man, I remember it. I've been in environments where I wanted to speak so bad. Like, that was my thing. I wanted to be a speaker. I was working somewhere and went 4 years and never got a chance to do nothing. But my opportunity came on a sound check. Like, literally, they let me do sound check, and I started, instead of going 1-2, 1-2, I started pretending I was speaking. They were like, well, why don't you open up?
That's dope.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So stay around the ball, man. Like, stay as close in as much close proximity without attention, without being invited into it.
Other brother, Wall Street Trapper, he's coming up. He got like a million followers on Instagram. But what's more important is everything he touches just explodes.
Yeah.
Right. And he's the first person I ever heard teaching the stock market and teaching how your money actually makes money. Right. So y'all see him too. Super, super down to earth. Man, this would have been, man, if I was 20 years old and I'd have got the chance to see this, God, business people or like entrepreneurs all on wore shirts and ties and slacks and stuff like that. I never met one that wore a hoodie. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, well, I gotta change into something. I gotta be something different, right? And this day and age, you really get to see people who have just figured some stuff out. Business is tough. All right. And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you, it'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. 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 Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
But it was all my trial there. So I'm going to ask the question one more time. If we can come up with something that that people would enjoy and you would enjoy selling it, what would you sell? Product, service?
I would say a toy.
A toy? Okay.
But toy. Like, not like something like a fidget spinner, but not so complex as a fidget spinner. So it's like, what if you had a pocket, something that's like a pocket puzzle. So it's like, you have it in your hand, but it helps with like stress, helps with anxiety. It just helps with people who moves around a lot. So, you know, or I could say, if I had like a tracking device. So if I know that normal human being forgets 1,000 things a day. So, you know, what if you lose your phone? Or what if you lose anything and you have two things, or you have like a little keychain to where all you have to do is press a click of a button and it can track wherever you lost something or anything like that. So, you know, something like that.
All right, listen, every single week, every episode, you hear me talking about themorningmeetup.com. It's the community. Let me show you what's happening here. Every single morning, Monday through Friday, there's 400 plus people on a Zoom call, right? We're learning, we're talking, we're growing together, and this is you. There's all these people here. It's all these people in the morning meetup. Hundreds of people reading books, growing. We get together quarterly. It's amazing. And for some reason, you just keep looking at, just go to themorningmeetup.com and get in the circle. And then you'll be like way happier. Just themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
Okay. Let me show you how entrepreneurs think. So we can go. I would probably go to
a website like this, AliExpress. But this is like a place where you can get like cheap little trinkets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say stress reliever. I've never done this before, so. Stress reliever toys for adults. I have over another mat. Stress reliever toys. Specifically, under 18. Just be safe.
All right, so there is a
website for all of this. New fidget toys? You ever seen these before?
Yeah.
What do they do?
It's like a little fidget. Something out of your hand to play with.
Right. So, Mark, did you see this little fidget toy thing?
Wow.
Well, you can get this for 93 cents on this website, right?
Jeez.
What would you do with this wire?
I don't know what it is.
It's a stress reliever. I guess you press it and play with it and fidget with it and it relieves stress.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. You know me. I'm wrapping a story around it.
Exactly.
Yo, really? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the thing is. Especially, I was selling them, they're 20. It doesn't matter what you sell.
Yeah.
Trap, what up?
What's that?
Hey, that's how you felt, the client. How you felt? What's good?
Damn.
How
y'all
feel? What's good?
Trevor.
And I kind of get my hands on one of those sweatshirts.
I mean, just come to the spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm over here rocking the central. I need to rock my people. So I don't want nothing but this boy, he won't let me buy no social from every time I see
him. I know, I say the same thing. I'm trying to get my sisters together. But Trent, introduce yourself.
Stop looking at my shoes.
I already told him I like them. Did you get bought them out the store or they custom?
Nah, you know, Nike made these specifically for New Orleans.
Really?
Yep. They made them specifically for New Orleans, bro. You know. Because we're the only people in the world that call them G-Nikes.
The word?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
It's only New Orleans. Everybody else called them like Forces. Yeah. But New Orleans is the only place like calling them G-Nikes. There's been G-Nikes since like the 80s. You know what I'm saying? So they shouted us out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry to talk a little bit about you, man, but I'll let you kind of share your own story.
Man, so how old are y'all?
20.
20? At 20, I was 4 years in on a 10-year prison sentence. At 20.
At 20,
you're 20.
4 years in.
I was 4 years in.
Sheesh.
on a 10-year prison sentence for attempt murder. At 16, I went to prison for attempt murder. I came home. I was 26. So we think about hardships, man. Like I probably know everything you can think about when it comes to hardship, right? So we talking being homeless, and I'm not talking about like the Instagram homeless. Where it's dope to say I was homeless. I'm talking about really like my mama went to prison when I was 14. My grandmother passed when I was 13. And I'm not saying that none of my family didn't love me, but they had their own issues going on. So nobody had room to take in me. So I was put in a situation where I had to just figure life out at a young age, man. You know what I'm saying? So abandonment comes in, but you don't really know it's called abandonment. It's survival. Right? And so from sleeping in abandoned cars, sleeping in abandoned houses. I was just telling a friend of mine the other day, one time I went to a thrift store and I bought this insulated doghouse, right? It kind of looks like an igloo. And I bought it and I put it inside the abandoned house because it was warm. And I bought the blankets out the thrift store. I was around 15 at this time. Going to prison at 16 was another adjustment for me, right? Learning now how to navigate amongst grown men. And so that was another adjustment. And so then fighting the idea of like, damn, nobody understood me, fighting the idea that, you know, what this is lonely, asking myself,
like, what is love? Seeing my mama put like the streets before me, not because she didn't love me, but she had other things that she was dealing with, right? So that was a byproduct of all of those certain situations. Never knowing my pop. And I think on the first episode I did with Shans, we talked about, I was met with a situation probably when I was about 30. The guy who was my father said, I wanted to meet you. And then I had a decision to make, right? He was on his deathbed. So I had a decision to make, and I chose not to meet him. Some people say it was bad. Some people say they understand. But for me in the moment, I felt like I didn't want to open myself up to that type of vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? Because I had a kid, I had my daughter, and I was learning how to properly be a father to her. You know what I'm saying? So environment is so important to me now because being around the right people helps me navigate my own thoughts, my own insecurities, my own emotional defaults, right? So being able to come to somebody like a David Shands and watch him navigate fatherhood, entrepreneurship, husbandry, business, relate, like coming to him like, hey, bro, like, what do you think about this, right? And sometimes he'll be like, I don't know, Trap. But in him saying, I don't know, it doesn't make him lesser of a man because he don't know. It doesn't make me feel insecure about myself because he don't know. But I know there was a point in my life when if I didn't know the answer, I felt like I was dumb. I felt like, you know, I questioned who I was. And so, man, navigating at 20 years old, man, I just think about being at 20, you know, me sleeping in a cell at 20, I was upstate. So me sleeping next to a dude who got 99 years, me sleeping next to another dude who got 250 years, me sleeping next to a dude across from me who probably has 175 years and none of us over the age of 21. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man. And so for me to be in the position I'm in now, I love being able to talk about that, how it's still a healing process for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, how I'm still learning how to love my mother. Like, I got to let go of some of the traumas that I felt that she was responsible for. You know what I'm saying? And I'm 40. Right? And so it's sometimes my mama send me something and I'll cringe, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's learning how to let that go. Like, nah, bro, that's not it. And so for me, I made a post this morning on Instagram about learning how to love. And I think that we grow up not knowing how to truly express how we feel. And then sometimes we can go to the wrong places and we go to the wrong environments to express that love. And then even those who were expressing that love to haven't felt love. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not easy being a black man growing up in America, but I can tell you that I wouldn't want to be nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Because if I look at our track record, we built for this. We built for it. And I think for y'all, it's important that you be in the right environment. It's seeing the right images, right? It's hearing the people talk the right language. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't have it. The reason why it was so easy for me to pick up a gun at 16 is because at 9 I saw my mama get shot. And the people around me, violence was the regulator. That was how you fix every situation that didn't go your way. If somebody wasn't feeling you, or if you felt threatened by somebody, the best thing to do is shoot them.
Social Proof family, listen, I saw the most incredible device. It's called the Eufy Video lock, imagine this, smart lock, 2K camera, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security. But it's not just security, it's also for convenience. Imagine this, you're on the couch, and your kids lose their keys, they come home, ring the doorbell, expect you to get up. You don't have to do that anymore. You can look at your kids on the phone, and then unlock the door without getting up from the couch. This is a game changer, y'all. Super easy to install. Just need a Phillips head screwdriver. It's so easy. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling keys while you're coming home with bags full of groceries. You don't have to worry about friends and family coming through that you want to let in, losing their keys. Short-term renters. Short-term renters. If you are in Airbnb space or you have some rental property, you can let the people in virtually from your phone. And get this, it has AI self-learning chip embedded for the fingerprint recognition, meaning the more you use it, the more accurate it becomes. Game changer. No battery anxiety, lasts up to 4 months, and you'll get a low battery notification. All you do is hook it up to a power bank and use your physical key if you need to, but you don't have to worry about that. Passcode unlocking and remote control with 2K clear sight. Super enhanced night vision, so it's optimized even in the evening. Secure your packages, two-way audio, so you can talk to the UPS guy. This is a game changer, okay? It's no monthly fees. Unlike those other brands charge monthly fees, you don't have to worry about storage. You don't have to pay for storage. Customer service is there 24/7. I'm loving this product. I'm not going to lie to you. Ever have somebody ring your doorbell? You wonder who it is? You can see exactly who it is and unlock the door or keep the door locked if you want to. This is a game changer. Listen, search Eufy Video Lock. That's UEFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was the regulator. And so because that was normal, it became my normal. You feel what I'm saying? So my environment played a huge role on how I saw life, how I dealt with adversity, how I dealt with women, what I thought respect was. And it wasn't until later on I started evolving and saying, like, damn, that was wrong. That wasn't the right way to go about that situation. Right? Conflict resolution is a big thing. Like, for us, anger is probably our most frequently visited emotion. Anger. You know what I'm saying? Like lashing out. And it's so many levels that we have to peel back to understand, why are we so angry? Why do you feel misunderstood? Do you feel like you misunderstood sometime? You feel me? You feel me? Do you feel like you misunderstood sometime? Right? And so it's peeling that back to ask myself, why do I feel misunderstood? Right? And sometimes it's and you don't always know how to express it. And so you revert to anger. And then that navigates you and leads you to situations where you feel comfort. So if you feel misunderstood and then you feel misunderstood, it's easy for y'all to have what's called a trauma bond, because y'all feel like y'all understand each other. Y'all understand, I understand your pain, you understand my pain, and now we leading with pain. We leading with anger, right? And there's nobody to disrupt that train of thought. There's nobody to disrupt that feeling saying, nah, yo, let me understand you then. Tell me what's wrong. Let's talk about it. And now it forces you to dig deep and say, damn, why am I angry? But now it's being able to explain your anger, explain the hurt, explain the pain without being judged. And that's the hard part for us. The hard part is the vulnerability. I don't want to look weak. Everything I know is about me being strong. everything we know is about is me being like, what? Don't, man, don't play with me. Right? So it's being able to say, all right, yo, let me. All right, let me. And now that means now I got to be in a safe environment where I feel like my vulnerability won't be used against me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's being able to, and I know it may sound like a lot, but where you are right now is going to be so important to where you are in 10 years. And I say that because there was a distinct moment in my life. For me, it was when I had my daughter. That was the biggest turning point in my life, because at that point I realized, damn, she deserved a better version of me. She deserved to grow up with her daddy. She deserved not to come see me behind a glass or touching me for an hour at a table. And so I reverted back to experiences that I had. I remember doing a 10-year bid, bro, I had 2 visits, no lie. That in itself was hurtful to me. That in itself, at 16, I'm in prison and I only had 2 visits my whole 10-year stretch. I went through phases of asking myself, damn, my family don't love me? Like, damn, like, I ain't worth a visit? You feel what I'm saying? But I remember being in those visits, those 2 visits, and I remember and watching some men that I knew, cold stone bone killers, coming back to the tier crying. And like, damn, bro, like, why are you crying? Like, I know you in here for 2 bodies. Like, dog, like, I'm leaving my family. My child I never seen. He got 150 years. He 18. He just had a child. His child will never see him in the free world. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's the part that nobody don't talk about, right? That's the part that people miss. And so it's watching him and then watching that so many different times. Because no matter how gangster you is, no matter how human you is, no matter how tough you is, when you know you leaving your child, and when you know you leaving, like, I've watched some of my homies leave they wives, and like, bro, she'll never, I'll never touch her again. I'll never hug her again. I can never guide her. So now the same people who you said you was protecting them from, you just made them vulnerable too. You feel me? And so that for me, when I had my daughter, it was a situation where I said, you know, like, again, experience is going to paint the picture for you of what your future going to be, or how you judge life. Your experience is always going to paint that picture for you. And for me, it was vivid. It was vivid. It was like, nope, I don't want her to come see me behind a prison cell. I don't want her to come see me. You know, I don't want that. I want to be involved from beginning to end. And so I had to make an adjustment fast. I had to do, man, I was scared to go get a job, man. What is that? You know what I'm saying? Man, I get a job, man, people going to call me broke. Because nobody who I knew that had a job was like thriving. They was hurting. But I had to ask myself, would I rather be looked at as broke or whatever to somebody and be here for my child, or be selfish enough to say I'm hustling, I'm doing this for my child, but the same thing that I say I'm doing it for is now being, has the power to take me away from her. You know what I'm saying? And so you're not going to always get it right. I'm not going to say I still make bad decisions, right? But it's the mindset I'm in now to make the bad decision. Like, oh, this is an adjustment I got to make. Like, you gonna always, you learning, man. You 20, man. Y'all, man, you learning. And the world gonna keep evolving. Y'all got it a little worse than me because social media now plays such an impactful role on y'all life. You can't escape it. You can't escape it. So you got it a little tougher than me because I didn't have, my influences were always in my face, like right here in person. I never was able to pick up the phone and see a bunch of people who probably not as successful as I think they are, show me a life that shows they are successful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you looking at a highlight reel of everybody's life every day. You like, damn. So that's a whole different type of pressure that I don't know what that feels like as a 20-year-old. You know what I'm saying? But what I will say is you have to find a way to ground yourself around, like, who am I? What's your name? Amon. Like, who is Amon? What's your name? Who am I? You know what I'm saying? What does a successful life look like to me? No matter what it is, what does happiness like really look like to me? Like, what does it feel like to, like, I'm 40, yo. I'm just learning how to love myself. Keeping it real with you. I'm 40. I've made millions of dollars. I'm just learning how to love myself. The money ain't make me love myself. All that stuff made me more depressed. It made me more depressed because I went and bought all the stuff I thought I could buy, and it made me feel good in a minute, and then I was like, damn, that ain't it. I don't even need this. I'm just keeping it real with you. You feel me? For example, I just bought a house. I'm in the basement. Y'all said they're putting the gym together. Like, yup, this is probably going to be my biggest spot right here. I'm going to just be in the basement working out. They ain't got a movie theater, office space, pool outside. It's an amazing house. It's my first house. It's amazing. I'm literally in there yesterday like, man, who the hell? I could have just kept my condo. Maybe got 3 bedrooms. Could have kept the pen. Like, who going to be here? You feel what I'm saying? So the money, I'm not going to tell you don't go get the money. I'm not telling you don't be inspired to get it. But it makes more sense when you understand who you are, when you understand what makes you love yourself, what makes you happy. Now you can properly use the money to put yourself in a safe space. You feel what I mean? And I can tell you I wasn't truly in a safe space because watch this. As soon as I bought the house, I bulletproofed the whole house. The trauma of what I've been through still, there's a residue of trauma of what I've been through that, and I can justify like, man, look, man, stuff real out here. I just want to protect me and my family, but I really did it because what I've been through in my life still plays a role on how I move, how I operate, right? But I'm still learning how to find peace in myself. I'm still learning how to love myself. I'm still learning how to navigate. He ain't gonna ever stop that. But I ain't had nobody to tell me that until I started being around, you know, seeing him. Like, we had a conversation maybe a couple of weeks ago. We was in there. And he was talking about love. I'm like, yo, I'm dealing with this queen, man. And she did this. And, you know, I'm not dating a bunch. I'm only dating her. But I don't know how I feel about this. I'm coming to my married friend. You know what I'm saying? Coming to my other friend. I'm, yo, tell me. They like, well, you know what I mean? But it's being able to have a constructive, healthy conversation from men I admire. Now, if I go ask somebody who ain't never been married, I can ask somebody who ain't never been in a healthy relationship. Oh, man, they got a bunch of women out here, man. You go, don't be worrying about that, man. Man, you tripped. Now I'm getting bad advice from somebody who ain't never, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, that's whatever I can do. You know, Shaz helped me. I'm going to pull up.
Yeah, we're about to grab.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.